Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is Cameron there?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, good evening. My name is Kyle and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, sir, let me ask you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they do not.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American and Asian.
Okay, one sec. So it would be mixed race, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I ask your age?
I am 20 years old.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than the previous elections, less important, or about the same?
For me, I'd say it's more important.
Okay, and would you say much more or somewhat more important?
Somewhat for me, just because I don't really keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
For me, I'm satisfied with it.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the way of Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm kind of in between.
Okay. You can say, for example, yes, of course. We have options somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove.
So it'd be somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now, here are some issues facing the country and your communities that others say that are important in deciding how they vote for president. For each, please tell me, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you. Use a 10 if it's the most important one for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important for you at all in deciding how to vote. You can use a number from 0 to 10. So the first issue is ensuring our borders are secure and stopping the flow of illegal immigration.
That would be a 7 for me.
Thank you so much. Next one, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
I'm more of a 6 on that one.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Next one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
That one would be a 10.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, the Israel and Gaza war.
That'll also be a 10.
Thank you so much. Last one, working to lower and cancel student debt.
That would be a 8 for me.
Okay, thank you so much. And how worried are you about the threat of the white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? The options are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all.
That would be somewhat worried.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to read what some others have said about they believe in are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You can choose up to 2. So it says, cut the social safety nets like Social Security and Medicare, extreme politicians rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected as president again, rising crime and violence, a lack of quality education opportunities, continuing the policies of Joe Biden, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of economy opportunity and jobs in our community, or stagnant waves and raising costs?
For me, it'll be the white supremacy one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, I think for me, it would be education.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means you do not feel warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 10, and also if you have no opinion or if you have never heard about this person or organization, you can let me know. Sorry. So the first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'd be in about 5. It's about a 7 for that one.
Okay. Same. I'm sorry, you said 70?
Is it? You said 0 through 100?
Yes, between 0 to 100, correct.
I'd go halfway, like 50 to 50. Like 50.
Okay, thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
70.
Thank you so much. Next one, Joe Biden.
70 is right.
I'm sorry?
70.
Oh, 70. Sorry. The line was breaking up a little bit.
No, you're okay.
Next one will be Donald Trump.
I'm more of a... 60.
Thank you so much. Next one will be Tammy Baldwin. Baldwin.
That one would be 80.
Okay, thank you. Next one will be Mandela Barnes.
Go 80 for that one as well.
Okay, thank you. Next one will be the Republican Party.
It's 50 for that one.
Thank you so much. Next one, Black Lives Matter.
That would be 100.
Okay, thank you so much. And last one, the Democratic Party.
That would be a 80.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I'd be more on the side of Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? The options are yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all.
Only a little.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
What were the options again? I'm sorry.
Of course, the options are much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read you a list of characteristics or values that others have used to describe President Joe Biden. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how much you agree with that description. Use a 10 if you strongly agree with that, a 5 if you somewhat agree, or a 0 if you don't agree with that describes Biden at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one is, has the right approach to the war in Israel and Gaza?
I'd say it's 5 for that one.
Okay, thank you. Next one, has the right approach to women's reproductive rights?
You still want me to just get a leash out of here? Give me 1 second, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm
at work right now. Is there any way we could finish this probably a little bit later?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. If I can call you today, can I call you back tomorrow probably?
Tomorrow would be fine.
Okay, perfect. No worries. But thank you for your time. And I will definitely call you back tomorrow to finish the survey. I really appreciate
Alrighty.
It.
Yes, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you for taking the call and have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Yes, you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.